18 years ago today, I was pooping out bricks more than I was like last Friday at the house.
Built the wall. Tear down the wall.
Yeah. It was our first day here on the air together.
Yep.
Thanks for adding something to that conversation.
We also had a major snowstorm
and
that day.
Wow, nothing changed. It's really like day one here.
I'm trying to keep it like every day, like the first day here.
You know, every day, AJ, is like the very first day.
It is. I'm always like, right. Chess, right?
This is AJ or AJ Man. That's what happens when you have a new name on a new night.
New name, new night.
Yep. Every day like the first day. Sounds like it could be a Supremes hit.
It really does.
Every day is like the first day. Yeah. Mm. But we had a snowstorm. It was a major snowstorm that day also.
Yeah. Well, I grew up listening to this station. This was my station. And I had a little guitar amp and a guitar. My dad learned real fast that he wasted all of his money on buying me a guitar.
Okay.
As soon as I went to my first lesson, I'm like, wait, I got to do what with my fingers? Yeah.
Not gonna practice?
Yeah, not going to happen.
Practice.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Ain't nobody got time for that. So I took the amp and the microphone and I went out on my porch and I would act like I'm a DJ on PLR. This is when I'm like 10, 11 years old. Yeah, my neighbors would come out and say, shut up!
Wow. But
they're drowning in the Panamanian Canal.
I get that today. The Panamanian Canal.
Right.
You know what? For the sound effects you had, that actually came out pretty good.
Yeah. I had a cup of water and a straw.
Yep. Yeah. Hey, you were Orson Welles, man.
Yeah.
Yep. You made magic happen.
Something here.
MacGyver.
Yeah, what did I miss?
WLNV with Charlie Faze bringing you right through your party night. That's Friday night till 12 o'clock, 57 minutes after 5. That means 3 minutes of 6.
I have to tell you.
You know, thanks. Tell me
how many times Jennifer and I on a Friday night say it's Friday night, that means party night, and we just laugh.
You give the time to her.
Yeah, so that was the first radio station I worked at.
Wow.
And then in 1980, I tried to get into the station when it was on Chapel Street, and they were smart enough to not have me.
Locked the door.
And then in May of 1986, they were on Dixwell Avenue, and I filled out an intern application, and CMT called me. It's one of the greatest days of my life. I remember the phone rang and my friend yelled out the window, PLR's on the phone. It was 5 steps up to the front porch and then like 15, 16 steps up to the second floor where the phone was. I made it in like 3. Foom, foom, foom. Hello?
Like a gazelle. You're like a gazelle, man. Ding, doing, ding.
I became an intern. I licked every envelope. I handed out stickers in the freezing cold. I got on the air. I was like, I'm on the air. My heart would beat through my chest when I was about to turn the mic on. And then, you know, you work every holiday. You say Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, everything.
Everything. You're on the air for everything.
Everybody else out there partying on 4th of July. You're in the studio
playing music. That's right.
Yep. And loving it.
Right. And then eventually I got the Stone Man shift. 6 to 10. I was on 7 to midnight. Of course, you know, the radio station over time has to squeak out another hour out of you.
Yep.
He'd show up every day at 6:57. That's 3 minutes to 7.
Right. Friday night, party night.
I was here at 3 in the afternoon prepping because you couldn't prep at home. You had to come in here because they had a news wire, and that was the only way you can get the latest information.
With those big sheets of computer paper?
That's right.
With little holes in the side?
I'd come in, and the paper was out for like 8 hours.
Yep.
I'm like, really? No one could change the paper?
Of course not. That hasn't changed around here either.
Oh, Jesus. You know, and when you're part-time, I don't know how we heard so fast, like someone in the lineup was let go, because this station has a history of holding on to people.
Yeah.
They get good people, and then they just don't leave.
Right.
And so when you heard, like, someone in the full-time lineup was gone, you'd show up with your tape and your resume.
Dress nice.
And you think, wow, I'm smart. I'm going to get ahead of this. And you're there, and there's like 15 interns walking around with a tape and a resume, dressed nice.
Yep.
And it's the vultures. You know, you're like, hey, this is it's the nature of the business.
Right.
That it's like NASCAR. You're taking a corner. You see someone you love up against the wall, but you're like, hey, this race goes on.
You're competing here.
Sorry, man.
Right.
Hope you're okay.
Right. I'll call you later.
And Yeah. And then when I was doing the night show, I knew this morning show, the morning show that was on before us, they're never going to leave. So to do mornings, I'm going to have to go out and make my own way. Went around the country, met AJ on Long Island.
Yep. Sorry about that.
He got he was doing the morning show and he got fired.
What'd you do?
So they could put me in.
That's
they
what
hired me to do mornings.
I had no idea.
He was the morning show and they fired him.
Yep.
I remember exactly where I was, sitting in my house on a Friday, listening to you do your last show.
Man, my last break.
Thinking he has no idea.
I found out when they said, can I see you afterwards?
That's on a Friday, you don't want to hear that. So I love Kristen and Keith. When they want to see me after a show on a Friday, they say it's nothing bad.
Oh, okay.
Because they know radio.
Yeah.
You know, radio Friday when the boss wants to see you, you're basically done.
Now I walked in all dumb. Okay. Close the door behind
really?
You. Okay.
You're going to compliment me?
Okay. Let me close this door. So I don't want everybody to be all jealous of anything nice going to say about me.
Yeah.
This is going to be a great weekend.
Right? You're going to go in a different direction? Which way? Like northwest? What? What are we doing?
What do you mean we're going in a different direction?
You need me to like lead the way or something? I don't know where we're going.
Right. I got a car. I can drive.
No problem. No problem. I'll pick some boxes up. Okay. No idea.
I'm going to put my stuff in a box.
Okay.
I'll be getting an office.
Okay.
Wait, my office is out in the car? Oh, that's cool.
All right, so I'll just wait out here for you guys.
I can take it everywhere.
I love cars. Hey, it's been 3 days. I'm kind of hungry. You guys coming out?
You show up Monday.
Where's my key work?
Yeah. How did they tell you?
Basically, just that. I was asked to see the general manager for a moment in the office.
It was Ralph Dator.
It was Dator,
who was
yes.
over at BAB Forever.
Yeah.
Came over to program the station we were on. And then he went off to NEW and Q104 in New York City.
Right. And he looked really nervous when he was telling me. Like,
I think you were the first one he fired.
Yeah, he was really nervous.
As he came in as PD.
Yeah. And he's like, you know, we're going to a different direction. We have, you know, I mean, he mentioned that they hired you. And everything. And I'm like, oh, I listen to his show all the time. I said, he's great.
Well, you're going to be able to listen to it again.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Tune in Monday morning.
Right. No, you're welcome.
And then they told me, you know, it goes,
it's the worst feeling.
You know, I really like what you do. You know, if there's ever a chance to bring you back, I will. And 3 months later, he did bring me back to do 7 Midnight. So he did do that.
Yeah. Well, so they fire you, hire me, and then they have me do an event at a club that was kind of like a mini Toad's Place.
The Village Pub of Port
Jefferson. The Village Pub.
Yep.
And they said, well, guess who's the DJ there now?
Yep.
AJ.
Yep.
I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, he's a big dude. I'm like, oh, this is just great. This is my first promotion, and I'm going to be strangled.
Yep. And everybody who never came out to any of those nights before all of a sudden showed up that night for support. And I kept on trying to shake your hand and meet you because I was a fan of yours.
Yeah.
And every time I went towards you, someone blocked me off. I'm going, no.
They thought you were going to kill me.
I'm just trying to say hello. And like, was it Phil LaVrie? A whole bunch of people got in the way.
Yeah. Well, you were very...
end of the night was nice.
You were cool. You know, we had a nice talk.
Yep. Had
they
a beer
brought
a
you
shot.
Back to do the night show. And I remember listening to you thinking, man, he's very funny in the staff meetings, but he's just okay on the air by himself. You know?
Being a single person.
And then just by the way the business went over there, I became the program director. And I moved AJ into the morning show with me.
Yep.
Best move I ever made for my career.
You called me at the bar I was working at. It was 11 o'clock in the morning. And I remember you said, you want to be my morning show partner? I remember I looked down the empty bar, except for this one old guy who passed out, who knocked over his shot of VO at 11 o'clock in the morning. And I remember seeing the stream of VO heading towards me. I went, yeah, I think I can. Yeah, I can do that.
So we crushed it. There for 5 years. And then, you know, every time the previous morning show would come up for contract negotiation, they would call me because they wanted to have a plan B.
Right.
You know, so when I got the phone call on this one, I thought, and we were getting heat. We were getting on jets being flown out to big markets.
Uh-huh.
And so I knew it was just a matter of time. And then we get the phone call and I'm like, you know, I've been through this so many times. I know how this is going to go. Those guys are never going to go.
Yeah.
And well, it happened.
Yep.
And we get called out to this meeting with the program director and the general manager. And we sit down in this restaurant and we start going through all the details of things, and I'm handling all the business part of it.
All the talking. I'm starving.
The first 15 minutes, I'm just talking with the GM, talking with the PD. And then AJ's taking a sip of water, and the general manager looks over at AJ and says, "What about you?" And AJ chokes on his water.
Oh, no. I'm like, someone's, I'm here?
Me?
And then you know how you get that water stuck in the back of your throat?
Oh, the wrong pipe.
For 5 minutes, he's like.
I just remember seeing all the wrinkled brows and the funny looks. And I'm sitting like, oh, God, no. I just want to, I'm gonna walk in the Boston Post Road traffic right now and die.
That's called foreshadowing.
And he look, and the general manager looks at me like, is he serious? Like, is he joking? Is this real?
Yeah, by the way, thanks,
and
everybody.
And I just kind of shrugged. I'm like, that's my partner.
By the way, thanks, everybody, for, you know, rushing to give me the Heimlich or anything like that. I'm choking to death.
You guys are staring at me.
18 years ago today we started. We just went through the whole history of the show. When we started here, we were taking over for a show that was on, you know, a bunch of years. 17 total, but they took a year off.
Right.
And they were loved. And
very
I
loved.
Thought, well, for the first year, will be the most hated show in Connecticut.
I was going to change cars on the way home, like a casino.
Yeah. Because I knew firsthand, because I listened to this station. I knew how everyone felt about the on-air personalities, because I was one of those people who felt that way about the on-air personalities.
Yeah, I love them too.
Yeah. There's no way you do that.
No.
Like, how dare you?
Right.
And you're part of this decision I don't like or whatever. So we thought, well, first year will be the most hated show, and then they'll start to like us the second year.
The beans will stop.
Yeah. The very first phone call was supportive. Our very first ratings book, we posted the highest numbers in the history of the station. I was like, all right, this is going to be okay then.
That was awesome.
So thank you.
Thank you very much.
For those of you who were there before and still are now.
Thanks for not killing us.
Yeah, thanks for not killing us.
Thank you. Our slogan, actually, the first year.
Our slogan.
Yes, our slogan.
I was going to let that one go.
Yes. Our slogan.
Slogan.
Yes. It's our slogan.
Yes.
You know what? We got to play part of it now. And then if it's, you know, whatever. All right. Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. 18 years we've been here doing mornings.
Happy anniversary.
Today.
Yay.
So longest running, highest rated show in the history of the station. Not easy to say that on a station like this.
No.
No.
I can't say it at all. I'll flubble it.
Try it.
Would you say again?
Okay. Ashley was just talking about something during the break.
She's always talking.
Yeah, I was in high school, and I was listening to another morning show that suddenly went off the air.
That was here and, or another station?
Another station. And I said, Dad, you know, I don't know who to listen to in the morning when I'm getting ready for school. And I remember us standing in my bedroom at my parents' house, and he said, you know, you should listen to Chaz and AJ. They're really funny. And I literally started the next day, and I've been listening to you guys since I was 15 years old.
Wow.
And I went to college in Boston.
Over half your life.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh. Yes. Over half my life. I'm only 31. And I listened to you guys when I moved to Boston for college, and I listened to you guys in the morning when I moved to Philly for grad school. You know, wow. You were just part of my day. So, you know, to be here working with you guys is amazing. I'm honored.
Oh, that's wild. Isn't that wild?
Very wild.
It's the same way I felt when I walked in the building. I was like, oh my God, this is PLR.
This is PLR.
You know, if you're listening on the Fox, you know, whatever.
Fox.
I was the opposite. The Fox is the only station that I was even remotely familiar with. Like growing up in Stanford, it was all.
Not about you right now, Phil.
Okay.
All right. Love you, man. But
we do.
I want to try to get to this. People say, oh, poor AJ. He takes so much crap. We didn't start this.
No, it began earlier.
Dan
the man.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
That's the first time I ever called in. I've been listening since the late 70s, you know?
Well, thank you. Welcome.
I can't take this guy anymore.
What guy is that guy?
Why are you hanging with AJ anymore? You know what he should do?
What?
You should, when Megan comes back, it should be Chaz and Erica and Megan and Billy there, because this guy, I can't take it anymore.
Hey, Dan, you know what? No, Dan, you know what you can do? You know what you do? Here's a suggestion, okay? Do you have a tall house?
No.
Go check the roof.
Yeah. You know what?
Dan, I like your idea.
You're most pathetic.
Kind of.
I'm the most pathetic.
On radio.
I'm the most pathetic personality on radio.
No sense of honor, no dignity.
I got your honor hanging right here, guy.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
that's about all you
it's exactly
for.
The same.
That's about all you could look for. Yeah, Mr. SAT score. Thank you.
He comes up with one joke a month.
Right. That's about it, right. Okay, so we're all going to listen to Dan because Dan is the expert on radio.
He goes.
Dan is the expert on radio. So we're going to blow up a show that bills a lot of money all because Dan, sitting in his living room on his Barca lounger, has a problem with things that I say, right?
No.
You know what? You are amazing. I am so glad you came along with this revelation on how you can improve radio today. I am so glad. You know, corporations should listen to Dan right now. Perhaps he can settle the budget. You know what? I got a better idea. We send Dan to the Middle East and we get the Palestinians and the Israelis together, and Dan will settle everything. You know something, Dan?
Play with your imagination.
I got your imagination right here. Okay?
Yeah, that's another good one.
You know something? When you use a Q-tip and you feel pressure, back off, okay?
It's so pathetic.
You used that one already. Try a new line.
I thought these commercials on TV with the little kid starving to death was pathetic, but you beat that by...
Oh! Hey, that's an idea. Why don't we feed him you? Mr. Monosyllabic name.
He hates himself. He hates anybody else that tries to outdo him even a slight bit. Everybody got stories, AJ. At least mine are freaking real, you know?
You know what? I'm going to take a suggestion, Dan, okay? When Megan comes back, it's going to be Chaz and Erica and Billy and Megan, okay? All right?
I don't like the way his voice sounded.
Oh, Eric is great.
I'd rather be gone than have to, broadcast for a loser like yourself.
I tell him to give you a pink slip, but you'd probably try and wear it.
That was a good one. That was a good
show
one.
Promo.
I'll give him that
That's
one.
The show promo.
I'll give him that one.
There are a lot of punches, and then he got a good one.
Yeah, he did. He jabbed.
Oh, Jesus.
Wow.
That's where it started. Dan was the first one to call to attack you on the air, and we had so much fun doing it. We thought we should do this all the time.
Apparently so, yes. I was actually getting angry again listening to that. Like,
I could tell.
Like, what else doing right
You're
now?
Not
dude?
Enjoying it.
I was not the first person to be threatened to throw off a roof.
No, no, I said check the roof.
That is true.
I said check the roof. Yeah, exactly. Check the roof. Like
that
like,
was the first
off,
one.
Then. Right.
Go check the roof.
Mm-hmm. Right. Have a thing for roofs.
Were you going to be behind him?
Probably. Yeah. Yep. Oh, look, a loose tile.
Nice.
Sounded like it could have been yesterday.
Right?
Yeah, there were a lot of things in there that sounded not so 18 years ago.
It's applicable, yeah.
I like the way you said, Dan!
Dan! You goes, Dan! What happened to Dan?
I don't know. Legendary. He started the whole thing.
Yes, he did. Thanks, Dan. Appreciate that.